Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and author. Are you aware we're 73 days out till 1-1-2018? That means New Year's. Oh my goodness. So my question for you is, do you have any goals for 2018? And if yes, can you start them now? Or what's holding you up? There's a lot that we can still achieve until then. And I definitely would love to help you achieve your goals as much as possible and as much as in my skills and my power. So I have a few things that I just listed, and then we're going to talk about it. And the things that I mentioned are healthy habits, healthy mind, healthy finances, changing the habits of disease to habits of health, talking about food, nutrition, hydration, medication, exercise, regular bedtime, regular getting up time, personal time, time with friends and family. Do something good for someone else, and that makes you feel good. De-stress yourself. And actually, the good news is, my book is supposed to be coming out maybe at the end of this year, beginning of next year. And it's called Your Amazing Itty Bitty Stress Reduction Book, 15 Ways to Reduce Stress and Increase Health. So we're going to be talking about that too. And what I want to say is for myself, I'm preparing to be in the best health ever, best weight ever, best mindset ever, so I can start 2018 on a high note and keep it there or raise the bar some more. Now, the reason why I'm going there actually is because just over the last 2 months, I found out that several of my friends and family have health issues. One family member has lost the house in the fire in Northern California. One friend was taken to the hospital just last night. And I go, oh my goodness, things are really happening. I'm thankful that I'm filled with gratitude, health, have everything I need. Not absolutely what I want, but everything that I have and that I need is there, and that I have ample reasons to be healthy. I have mentioned this in previous shows that hatred, unhappiness, all these negative feelings cause illness, disease, or if you take that word apart, dissected, dis means against and ease. You know when you're at ease, when you're feeling good. So disease is actually against feeling good. Yet positive thoughts, happiness, mental stability keep us healthy. The choice is ours. What do we want, or what do you want? I want to be an example of a happy, healthy, positive person so others want to have what I have. I do choose to be there to help each and every one of you who wants to make a change in life. So now let's go and talk about a few of those things that I've just mentioned to go over, which is healthy mind, healthy body, and healthy finances. There are many different ways to go about. However, personal experience, when these three things are in order, and when we're working on them to get them in order, everything is changing for the better. So let me start with nutrition or food in general. I actually have chosen, and I choose daily, to eat what's good for me, what's good for my body, and not what is hurting me in any sense, shape, or form. I have noticed when I deviate a little bit and I eat something that supposedly is not too healthy for me. I feel either sluggish or bloated. And when I feel that, I feel uneasy with my mental state, maybe even slight depression. And I go, not going there. The same with hydration. I know that I need to drink a lot of water every day, preferably 96 to 100 ounces for my weight, or a little bit less because I'm not that heavy anymore. But still, the rule of thumb is half your body weight in ounces of water. And if you can do a little bit more, that's even better. I have noticed that when I start the day without meditation, that doesn't mean to be super duper religious. If you're great, if you're not great too, there are other ways of meditating, just enjoying nature or just looking at something really beautiful that's soothing. All those things help. Exercise is one key one for me. And I think I mentioned last week that I'm up in the mountains right now, fixing up my home that got destroyed from the inside out. A person thought she was going to be very helpful, or he was going to be very helpful, and actually did more damage than good. So now we're fixing it up that we can rent it out again. So I thought, well, with all this heavy lifting and work and stuff, that's going to be enough exercise. Let me tell you, I was wrong. I am super sore. I know I'm using my muscles, but it's not a balanced exercise routine. So I'm going to go down the mountain for next week for a few days so I can go to the gym and get my regular exercise in, which goes to the next step, regular bedtime and regular getting up. My body was used to going to sleep around 9, 10 o'clock at night and getting up between 6 and 7 in the morning, and I woke up before my alarm. Now I don't. Why am I stressing this? Because when you get enough sleep and you have it on a regular basis and you have deep and good sleep, you're functioning much better during the day. You get more accomplished. You're feeling better about yourself and you can move on with the plans that you have and start working on your goals now already in those last 73 days. So you can actually start 2018 with a blast. Happy, healthy, and just feeling super great. And that's what I wish for everyone. Having some personal time a day is very important. It's great to socialize with others. It's great to work. It's great to do a lot of things. But if you can't rejuvenate your own body, your own mind, have a little bit of peace of mind a day, it just makes it really harder. Time with your family and friends. If you have trouble scheduling it or have trouble spending time with your children or your spouse or your parents or your loved ones, go for it. Schedule it in and keep it to your schedule. What I've noticed is doing something good for someone else, it's not only good for them, it's good for me too. And there is no skin off my back to help a friend in anything. So yesterday I went to go see one friend who just found out she had cancer. Today I'm going to go to the hospital to a friend of mine who was admitted to the hospital last night. And all that fits in my time because it's important. I change my priorities according to how I can serve somebody most and do the best for them, which in return is then best for me, for my mental health, physical health, and my financial health in this case. So what I want to say is, let's make sure we're all prepared. Let's make sure we do what we need. If you set goals, that's great. If you don't set goals, well, that's fine too. I mean, it's entirely your life. Though I do want to encourage you to always aim higher. Wherever you're at in your life, in your position, in your lifestyle, aim for a higher, better one. And I know for a fact you can achieve it. Believe and achieve. And before any of those, dream. So dream, believe, achieve, and you can make it. If you want any help in structuring your life or in eating healthier and making sure it's easier on you with the meal plan and stuff, in getting more mental stability and all that, please don't hesitate to get back with me. I put my website down at the bottom, DeniseThompson.ICHooseOptimalHealth.com, and that's what actually made that huge transformation within me, not just outside, also inside. Not only have I dropped about 55 pounds of fat and gained muscle and strength and happiness and health. I mean, I'm so much better off now than I was last year. It's unbelievable. And those are the joys that I want to share and help you with. If you need to gain weight, I can help you with that too. And it's not all about weight. It's about a lifestyle, changing your habits of disease to habits of health. And I do have a little link there that you can click on as a bonus for some daily natural remedies to stress less and to feel better about yourself. So, again, the main topic was actually, do you have any goals for 2018? And if yes, do you want to achieve them so you can go before the first of the year? So you can start with a brand new year, brand new health, brand new feeling great, brand new healthy mind, brand new ways of looking at healthy finances, healthy habits up galore. So there is nothing that's holding you back from being happy and healthy. If you say yes to that, please go on my web and ask me for more info, and I will work with you personally, one-on-one or with a family together, to help you reach those goals, because there is nothing better. And that is my dream and my goal for every one of you. It's my passion to help you to get there, since I have experienced such a change in my life. And people actually comment on it regularly and say, you know what, you're a totally different person. You were always pretending to be happy, but now it shows you truly are happy. And so, of course, I'm a lot less sick. I'm a lot more energized, and I really, 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 truly enjoy what I'm doing. And helping others is definitely my goal. That's why when you listen to the beginning, I am a certified health and wellness coach, a nurse, a fitness trainer, an educator, a speaker, and an author. And pulling all that together to allow me to create a program that helps you is actually the best thing I can do. So I hope you got some ideas of what you can do. Don't wait till 2018. Oh, I have to change something. Start now. Start today. As I said, you have 73 days left till January 1st. And this is important to take that time to actually start the road to optimal health. I wish you a wonderful day. And if you have any information to share, questions to ask, or would like to be on my show, you can text me or voicemail me at 562-335-4956. And I will get back to you within 24 to 48 hours. But again, you need to leave a message. I will not return any calls without a message. So this is the end of today. I wish you all a wonderful day, and I'll talk to you next week. Take care.